Time for a check of your evening farm report here on KLGR. Let's take a look at how the markets ended the day. May corn down a penny at 387 and a quarter. December new crop was down a quarter cent at 406 and a quarter. Soybeans for May down 9.5 cents at 1065 and a quarter. November new crop down a penny at 1044 and a half. Soybean meal for May down $4.50 at 383.50. July down $2.90 at 384.80 per ton. Soybean oil for May 38 cents lower at 32.10. July down 38 cents at 32.31. Chicago wheat for May 9.75 cents lower at 4.97 and a quarter. New crop 7.25 cents lower at 5.29 even. May Minneapolis wheat 9.25 cents lower at 6.19 3/4, while the new crop 8.5 cents lower at 6.33 1/4. Kansas wheat for May 7.25 cents lower at 5.34 1/4. September down 5 3/4 at 5.67 1/2. Oats for May 3 3/4 cents lower at the close 2.64 even. New crop was down 1 3/4 cents at 2.63 1/4. Live cattle for April on the Merck, we see that that was the only bright spot of the day. April live cattle was 15 cents higher, 122.97. June was up a nickel at 114.82. Feeder cattle for March, 52 cents lower at 143.77. April down 75 cents at 145.37. Lean hogs for April, 40 cents lower at 67.80. The May down $1.65 at 72.60. That's been a check of your market numbers here. Let's take a look at some farm news here on the Evening Farm Report. The National Pork Board and Smithfield Foods continue to give back through the Hams Across America program. Ahead of the National Pork Industry Forum, members of the National Pork Board participated in a community service project.
It was great. We had a really good opportunity as a board to come together to serve food to the homeless here in Kansas City and to the needy. We served bacon and eggs and ham and pastries, and we served food to almost 400 people.
Mike Scahill is a member of the National Pork Board from Smithfield, Virginia. Scahill is also Vice President of Government Affairs for Smithfield Foods. The Hams Across America effort was conducted at Hope-Based Ministries.
Well, again, it's all about feeding the needy, and you know, and it's certainly a great program that the Pork Board has put together with Hams Across America.
A similar event and pork donation was made last fall in Iowa. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center, go to pork.org, or call 800-456-PORK. A now retired prominent voice in agriculture says that while President Trump may be softening his stance on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, playing catch-up at this point may prove impossible. Philip Singh is the former president and chief executive officer for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Although he is now retired, Singh still engages in occasional work for USMEF. Trump appears to be open to considering rejoining TPP if the terms were tweaked to benefit the U.S. more. However, Singh says that the trade deal is basically done and that rejoining the pact is near impossible at this point.
Frankly, TPP is ratified on December 9th of 2016 in Japan. And now you have 11 countries that are going forward to ratify this. So it's going to be very difficult because all these 11 countries would have to vote to change things. And I just don't see that coming because politically it was so arduous to get to where they are now to go back and change this to get something even more stringent. It's just probably not going to be realistic.
He says the best thing for the industry right now is for the U.S. to just rejoin TPP in its current form. If not, though, Singh says the U.S. is not completely out of these markets altogether. However, the U.S. must work hard to stay relevant in the TPP countries.
We have to continue to work with our valued buyers in these markets. We have partners we've worked with for 30 years. They know our product. But again, the competition is very intense. So what we have to do and all we really can do is rely on doing more promotion, doing more activities to reassure them of our commitment.
Singh says that while every day that goes by without TPP, the U.S. is becoming less competitive in those markets. The TPP 11 pact will be ratified by the remaining partners tomorrow, Thursday, March the 8th. That's all for the Evening Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. I'll be at the Capitol tomorrow for Cattlemen at the Capitol with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. We'll send reports back from there. I'll be back here in the studio on the Farm Show coming up Monday morning at 6:30. Have a great weekend.